HarperCollins presents Rory Branigan, Detective, The Den of Danger. Written and read by Andrew Clover.
What I love about being a detective is, if you're going somewhere that seems normal and boring, if you explore, you find it has secrets and doors to strange gardens and mysteries. And sometimes the mysteries just seem too big and too confusing. But if you look at things from another angle, you find there's always a way through. And even if you find yourself in a place of deadly danger, being chased down dark corridors by bad guys and lethal creatures, if you keep cool and keep searching, you find the place of deadly danger might also be the place of the amazing escape. I love that about detectiving. But in this story, I find sometimes the places you must investigate can be inside your own head. And you can't always run from the bad guys because the bad guys are inside your head. But I also find that inside your head might be the person you look for all your life. And for me, that's my dad. In this story, I find where he's gone. But, and it's a big but, I do also find myself stuck in the deadliest of deadly dangers with bad guys and lethal creatures, and they are not just in my head, they are right in front of me, biting with their sharp, poisonous teeth. I'll tell you the whole story.
Chapter 1. News of a Crime.
It doesn't start in deadly danger. As it all starts, I'm just hanging out in the front garden in the warm sun. Cat is texting. Wilkins is weeing on gateposts. Wilkins thinks if a house smells of his wee, then it's his. Wilkins even thinks if he weed on Buckingham Palace, it would become his. He thinks if he weed on the Queen's corgis, they'd become his army. Then he'd wee on the throne, the crown and the Queen and become king of his own wee-smelling kingdom. I'm just looking at snails. I have one that is racing towards me at top speed. It's as if he thinks I am god of all snails.
Rory, says Cat, we need to go over the facts of the case.
What case, I say. I now touch the snail. He thinks the god of all snails has turned evil and is under attack. He's retreating.
The case, says Cat. You know, 7 years ago, your dad mysteriously disappeared. I have been helping you find him. What have we found out?
We know he's hiding in the place he was once happiest, I say. The snail has gone into his shell now. We know that because of the secret letter.
We also know he was World Rally Champion, Cat says. He was also a stunt driver for Daredevil Motors, and he made a festival called Carbonanza that he sold to Michael Mulligan, the scariest crime lord in the world.
Ah, Mulligan's not so bad, I say. When I met him at Carbonanza, he told me he was Dad's friend.
I have a very juicy leaf, and I'm trying to tempt the snail back out again.
Suddenly Cat loses it. Rory, she says, are you going to focus or are you going to daydream like an idiot and play with snails? Snails are important, I tell her. We also know, she snarls, on the last day you saw him, your dad left you in a car and ran off.
Suddenly I am remembering Dad parking his car by the old church and leaving me. Cat has made me upset and I have a lump in my throat. Which direction did your dad run off in? Asks Cat.
Does it matter? I ask.
We know the police were looking for him. We know they've been looking ever since. My hunch, Rory, is he ran, he hid, and he stayed hidden. So the direction he ran off in, yes, it matters. Do you remember? I try to remember. I try to picture Dad. In my mind, his face is all shimmering like a magic person. That's the trouble with stuff in my head. I'm never sure it's real.
I don't remember,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?